This hour of the Howie Car Show podcast is brought to you by the Howie Car Show store. If you can't get enough of Howie, you can buy Howie's books, t-shirts, and more. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
Manager Schiff, or his staff, had some role in consulting with the whistleblower that remains secret to this day.
First of all, I don't know who the whistleblower is. I haven't met them or communicated with them in any way.
And all attempts to find out about that, to ask questions about that, were shut down.
I'm told behind the scenes, Rand Paul has a question about the quote-unquote origins of the investigation. And in that question, he explicitly names the alleged whistleblower, a name that's been out there for a period of time. John Roberts, the Chief Justice, will not entertain or read any question that names or discloses enough information to be able to identify the whistleblower.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Well, I think Bolton is not only a bad choice, it's honestly difficult to consider a worse choice.
If I had to say something I knew was false to protect American national security, I would do it.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
That's like just flat out acknowledging. We've been doing everything we can do to keep Biden from being the nominee, and guess what? We tried it in Iraq. It's not working, so now we're going to try, in Iran? Excuse me. We tried in Ukraine.
He's embarrassing himself and throwing away his career.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Bernie's going to do very well. I've been saying this for 2 weeks. He's going to win the first couple. He's rising. That's telling the Republicans they got a good shot at reelecting this president, whether they like him or not. There's so many things moving right now in Trump's direction. I don't know why exactly, but if I'm a Republican, I'm saying, damn it, there's only one party. It's called the Trump Party, and I got to live there.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
What's wrong with Comrade Chris? He was actually making some sense there. No wonder he's on the banana peel at MSNBC. They don't want to hear the reality. I'm not going to say the truth. That would be too profound, too abstract.
That'd be just very woke of you, Howie.
The facts. Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts, as Joe Friday used to say on Dragnet. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242. We have so much to get to again today. And if you want to watch me tonight, I'll be on Tucker Carlson at around 8:40 or so, talking about the fact that Hillary Clinton is intimidated by the fact that she is suing. She's being sued by Tulsi Gabbard. This is the woman who was ready from day one to answer the phone call at 3 o'clock. You know, this is a woman who wanted to be the leader of the free world. Now she is intimidated by having to accept service of papers in a civil lawsuit. Have you ever been served papers? I dare say most of us have for one reason or another. Some case, some minor case, or you know, you get a... I've been subpoenaed. Everybody, you know, you're subpoenaed. You have to testify. I know she's had a free ride her entire life, but to say that she's intimidated, she wouldn't accept the service from the process server when he came to her house. And so she said, go to my lawyer in D.C. The lawyer refused service. This is nice. But, of course, it's not. It's to be expected. You know, she was ordered to hand over her emails, and she refused. She deleted emails that were under congressional subpoena. And, again, I don't want to be a Latin braggart, but sub under pena penalty. That means you're under penalty if you don't produce. But she didn't produce, and nothing happened to her. She had all those FBI files, 900 FBI files in the domestic quarters at the White House. Nothing happened to her. She violated the open meetings laws when they were discussing Hillary Care in the 1990s. Nothing happened to her. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. She's never paid a price for lying about trying to join the Marines or being under fire at Tuzla or about having a Jewish grandparent. You know, I mean, all the stuff she's lied about. I mean, I guess you can't prosecute somebody for that, but she's never had to pay the kind of price that other people have paid. And I know she's a Democrat. So someone says, I guess you can't go around asserting people are foreign agents. Well, the thing is, you probably can. I mean, Tulsi is a public figure. It would be difficult for her to prove damages, that there was of course there was malice aforethought, but you just can't prove that. It's just impossible to prove in an American court of law. And the key is that Tulsi's a public figure. I mean, that's why Nick Sandman won all the money from CNN and will probably win more money from NBC and the Washington Post, the Covington Catholic kid, because he's not a public figure. He was 16 years old. She's been in Congress for what, 8 years? So she wasn't going to win. But that's even crazier. I thought Hillary Clinton was one of the 100 best lawyers in America. She should know the libel law. That she really doesn't have that much to worry about. But she's intimidated. Man, if I ever get jammed up, I ask for no special treatment. I usually say, just treat me like an illegal alien. Today I'm going to say, tonight on the show, I may say, just treat me like Hillary Clinton. That's all I ask. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. It's and so the trial continues today, and John Roberts is proving again what a swamp creature he really is. The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, he's refusing to read Rand Paul's questions. And yesterday he was refusing to read them because he named Eric Chiamarella, the so-called whistleblower, who's not a whistleblower. And he's a perjurer. He perjured himself in the initial whistleblower complaint. He was allowed to amend his complaint when it became clear that that he had obstructed justice by filing it. Because, again, he's a Democrat. He's getting the Hillary Clinton free ride here. The double standard application. So he's so in the meantime, the senators are stuck in D.C. And Rick Scott, the senator from Florida, former governor, has released a hostage video. And, you know, I mean, this is getting ridiculous. This is so preposterous that this is going on. They have no case, the Democrats. And so all they can do is just throw mud and just hope for the best. And now, and this was something that we could have predicted this was going to happen. So the fake Indian is fading in the polls in the early states, Iowa, which votes next week, the caucuses, and then New Hampshire the week after that. She slipped behind Bernie. So she looked around. Who can she send out as a surrogate? Yeah, yes, you know what decision she's made. Bailey the dog is her surrogate. I'm not making this up. Senator Elizabeth,
a beautiful dog, a talented dog.
Bailey, this is the fake Indian. How did we do? How's the campaign going out in the Hawkeye State? Rough. Rough. The two-year-old golden retriever has a packed campaign schedule. Maybe it's packed schedule, but I doubt the venues are packed. Ahead of the First in the Nation caucus on Monday, taking selfies with fans. I don't think.
Can you tell me how a dog takes a selfie, please, Howie?
You know, I don't know the answer. You know, Elizabeth Warren keeps bragging about the fact that she's had 100,000 selfies taken out on the campaign trail. Does she not understand that 90,000 of those selfies were taken with people who also take selfies of their dinner entrees at Taco Bell.
And the fact that those selfies aren't really selfies, they're just photographs. There's a third person holding the camera taking a picture of two people.
Right. I mean, you know, I'm happy to take selfies with people when I'm out and about if somebody wants one. But I'm not saying I'm the most popular guy in the world. I mean, this is another indication of how desperate she is, that she's hanging her hat on the number of selfies, and now she's hanging her hat or her war bonnet on the number of selfies that are being taken with her dog. Let's see. He's meeting Iowans on long walks. Well, I hope Bruce Mann is picking up after him, Professor Mann. And her son is apparently out there as well. Playing with kids in the snow, getting scratches from potential voters, and being a good boy while his dad?
He's a good boy. A very good boy.
Speaks to crowds. I guess the dad, that means Bruce Mann, the Mr. Charisma. Mann has taken Bailey with him to meet and greets and other campaign events across the state where the dog has repeatedly stolen the show. Well, I mean, he's competing with members of the fake Indians family. I mean, it's not exactly, trying to win a part in a Hollywood blockbuster. Who couldn't steal the show from Bruce Mann, for goodness sake?
You know how Mike Bloomberg put out that ad of all the dogs supporting him?
Yes.
They should have had a golden retriever in there, too, with a big name tag that said Bailey.
That's right. I'm for Bloomberg because he's got more money than my owner to give me the really good stuff that I love so much, the really good beef. All right,
I'm not going nuts anyway. My time's up. I'm sorry.
Not that we didn't know that beforehand, right? 844-500-4242. This isn't like the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey circus. That circus was entertaining. This is more like a flea circus. Remember that they used to have people would say, "Here's my circus," and it would just be there was nothing there, and they'd say, "These are fleas that are in the circus." Oh, okay. The Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, even though he weighs a lot, they're the political equivalent of fleas. They infest the body politic of a dog, a Bailey, and every other dog. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Hearing Help Express. Order your free hearing loss information kit today for yourself or a loved one, like Don Lemon or Kamala Harris, who claims they when they get caught laughing at an untoward jest. They claim they can't hear. It's pitiful. You don't want to be caught in that position. And it's just good to know if you're suffering hearing loss, so you can do something about it. Call 1-800-353-5200. That's 1-800-353-5200. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the impeachment trial be over by the Super Bowl?
I've changed my mind, and I think yes, it will be.
61% say yes.
Okay, I think they've got it under control. It's nice that the Democrats are doing such a great job of convincing the spineless Republicans that maybe they should vote for no witnesses. I love the fact they keep saying there's no witnesses. There's been 18 witnesses, and you won't even produce the deposition of the 18th witness because it's so devastating. This is quite the trial. We only produce the witnesses that we think will back up our side of the story. This is quite amazing. This is a new kind of trial in the United States of America. We've picked and chosen the amendments to the Bill of Rights that we want to get rid of. The Sixth Amendment, you know, the right to confront your accuser. Out the window. Cruel and unusual punishment, the Eighth Amendment, out the window. Because listening to Adam Schiff for hour on hour, I don't know how else to describe that, but cruel and unusual punishment. I'd like to thank all the networks that did not go wall to wall with Adam Schiff and Nadler and the rest of the clowns. Sue, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sue.
Hi, Howie. Thanks. Two things. First, when the question was asked about the whistleblower, Schiff always answered, I don't know them. I don't know those.
Yeah. I think he's trying to do the new pronoun use, you know, not to identify it as a male or a female, so he's using them. And how about the fact our staff didn't coach him? You know? Oh, well, now you're not denying that people on the staff knew him, and you hired his best friend at the White House for your staff. But he doesn't want to answer any of those questions. He just wants to go back to the Clinton, there is no there. It depends on the meaning of what the word is, you know, the parsing words. So that's what he wants to do.
The other thing is Justice Roberts is an Obama justice. He is so biased against the president's attorneys, it's sickening, and we need to do something about it. I don't know what, but we need to do something about it.
Yeah, no, I don't know what we can do about it. I mean, I don't understand these people. They spend their lives in D.C., and they become creatures of the swamp, and all they want to do is get that nice puff piece in the style section, or what was the style section of the Washington Post, and get invitations to the nice cocktail parties before they pass out the Profiles in Courage Award. I mean, it's just, what is it? I mean, you know, Some people say they get dirt on Roberts, and that's how they keep him in line. Whether it's how he changed his vote on whether Obamacare was constitutional, and now he's not letting Rand Paul ask the questions that any senator should be permitted to ask. I mean, this guy is again, they keep telling us this is not a real courtroom, you know, where it just happens that the Chief Justice is the presiding justice. Well, okay, then in a real courtroom, a judge does decide what questions are asked. But if this guy is just like the referee, you know, he's just calling balls and strikes. And I don't think he should throw Rand Paul out of the game because he wants to ask a real question of these sleazy House managers. Thanks for the call, Sue. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Do you or a loved one have trouble hearing over the telephone, or need to turn up the TV volume so loud that others complain, or find it hard to follow conversations at the dinner table or in a restaurant? Let's face it, hearing problems can be embarrassing. That's why Hearing Help Express takes away the anguish and embarrassment of hearing loss. Better Hearing has never been so convenient and affordable, with simple to use, hard to see, and easy to afford hearing aids and professional care delivered right to your own home. And the best part? Hearing Help Express cuts out the middleman, saving you over 50% and an inconvenient trip to an audiologist's office. Right now, Hearing Help Express is offering a free, no-obligation hearing loss information kit that includes a hearing assessment with special offers and discounts. I love their information kit and have taken the assessment myself. It's fast, easy, and informative. Call Hearing Help Express today at 800-353-5200. Call 800-353-5200. That's 800-353-5200. Use promo code Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I'm not that angry at Roberts for not reading the name of the whistleblower. We all know the name of the whistleblower, Gia Morella. And it's just the attitude that he has to protect this guy. Like, this is on the level. This is not on the level. I mean, anybody who's paying the slightest bit of attention knows this is a bag job from day one. And everybody who's paying attention knows that once this goes down, they'll come up with another bombshell. And anybody who's paying attention knows that if they call the witnesses and people say, well, why don't they just have Bolton come in? And then we'll have Hunter Biden come in. Because whatever Bolton says, they're going to say, well, this just opens another line of questioning, and we'll have to call some more witnesses. They don't want this thing to end. They just want it to go on and on and on, even though it's killing Biden. to have him out there by himself. I mean, what they need in Iowa and then after Monday in New Hampshire is they need to have the cameras spread out. They don't need to have all the cameras on Biden. It's killing Biden to have all the cameras on him. He cannot take the scrutiny. He couldn't take it in 1988. He was not the sharpest knife in the drawer in 1988. That was a long time ago. And the years have not been kind to Joe Biden. They've been kind to his bank account and his brother's bank accounts and his son's bank account and his daughter's bank account, but not to his brain cells. Let's just play a few of these cuts here. This is we put one of them in the intro, but it's pretty damn funny. Cut 23.
That's like just flat out acknowledging we've been doing everything we can do to keep Biden from being the nominee. And guess what? We tried it in Iraq. It's not working. So now we're going to try. In Iran. Excuse me. We tried in Ukraine.
We tried it somewhere. They did something. I can't remember. They did it in, I don't know if it was in Iowa or Ohio or Vermont or New Hampshire, or I don't know if it was in the 20th century or the 21st century, but they did something to me. They did something to Biden. To Biden. So now in this case, a voter tries to give some advice to Biden on how he should debate Trump. Listen to this. Cut 21.
I'm going to take what's good what you did, I'm going to add to it, and I'm going to do it with dignity. Not everything the other side is bad. Not everything the Democrat ideas are good. There's good in both.
You got to give me a couple of the good things to tell me what's
good.
Thing.
Unemployment is good now.
Yeah, unemployment's good, but that good wages are down. They're dead.
Come on, accept the good. You said there's no good on the other side?
I didn't say that. I said
okay. Name one thing that's good. From the other side.
From him right now, yeah. I can't.
We gotta go. I'm sorry. There's a lot of people here. Thank you.
Wages are down? Wages are down?
Very fake news.
Oh, who told you that, Joe? Did President Roosevelt tell you that in one of his TV fireside chats?
Well,
back
look,
in 1929.
Ever since Donald Trump got into office and kicked out Obama and Biden, his wages have been down.
But they haven't been down, Taylor. I mean, he made, what, $15 million in 2017. He's been touching everything but the third rail since he left office. He, you know, Jim and Frank, his brothers, were making more than him. They were running the rackets, the protection rackets, while he was vice president. Now he's doing better than anybody else. Okay, this next one is he's suggesting to it. I think I don't know what this one's about. Listen to this one. Cut 22.
I think you can beat him. I don't think I could. I'm not an American citizen.
I'm not an American citizen, but yeah, you could beat him anyway. Right. Yeah. You know who should run against him? Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. Oh, that's right. He was born in the Soviet Union. Well, how about Ambassador Yovanovitch? Oh, that's right. She was born in Canada. Well, how about Fiona Hill, the State Department hack? Oh, that's right. She was born in the United Kingdom. They could all run against him, though, too. So we don't need to forget that. You know, we let illegal aliens vote. We give illegal aliens welfare. We can have non-citizens, non-natural-born, naturalized citizens run too. 844-500-4242-339. Why don't you rent out Gooner to Warren? What, and have a complaint filed against me by the SPC with the SPCA? I'm not giving Gooner to Elizabeth Warren. Gooner is a libertarian. Gooner doesn't support Medicare for all. Not in the least. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. I got a couple of quick points about Romney out here from the 801 zone. First of all, Utah threw Bob Bennett out on his butt for less than what Romney's doing. So the voters here could just toss him out.
Yeah, but the problem is there's no election for four more years, right? More than 4 years.
Right, but Bennett, it hung around for 4 years on Bennett. It hung around for
We lost him. He's out in Utah. I don't blame him for being angry about the whole thing. I can't say I'm surprised by what Mitt's doing, but it's very disappointing. You know, in some ways, he's a decent person. You know, he's a good family man. He was a successful businessman, and sometimes his instincts are good, but he just gets rolled by these people. Does he really think this is going to come back and make him a viable candidate against, Mike Pence or Nikki Haley or somebody else in 2024? That he stabbed the president of the United States, a guy who has a 94% favorability rating with Republicans, in the back? And it would be one thing if you know, they had him for high crimes, misdemeanors, treason, bribery, whatever. The crimes that are listed in the Constitution for him, they got him for nothing. This is a frame-up. This is a railroad. I read a headline today, Mitt Romney, the world's dumbest smart guy. But I don't think that's accurate. Because if you fall for this, you can't. How smart can you be? How naive? He's 70, close to 75. And he's this naive? Does he believe Adam Schiff has got the goods on the president? Does he really believe there was anything wrong with what Trump said to Bolton, assuming he did say it? 844-500-4242. Todd, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking a call. Hey, back to Hillary for a moment. I don't think she's refusing the subpoenas because she can. I think it goes a lot deeper than that. I think why is she saying these things about Tulsi Gabbard and about Bernie Sanders and all? I think it has to do with there's only one thing on earth that she hates more than Donald Trump, and that's the prospect of another Democrat being able to do what she was unable to do. And every time she speaks or does something wacky, it takes all the oxygen out of the room. Nobody cares what the other candidate said that day, and she knows this, and I think she is purposely subverting their campaigns.
I think there's something to that. I mean, I think she is purposefully subverting their campaigns. You know, why can't, you know, most people, including Romney, I mean, at least to a degree, Romney went away after he lost, especially when you lose a winnable race, Todd. I mean, don't you owe it to the party to walk away and give somebody else another chance?
In most cases. But here's a prediction for you. When Elizabeth Warren retires someday, my prediction is who's going to take her place as senator in the state? Let me help you out there. They're our newest neighbors down in Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I don't think Michelle Obama's interested in any kind of heavy lifting. She got a law degree. She never really practiced law, only briefly. She gave up her law license. She got a no-show job at the hospital. You know, being first lady, she didn't really endorse any causes that required her to do any kind of heavy lifting. I don't think so. I think she just likes to make the big bucks, have books ghostwritten, and pick up a $10 million advance check. Take the payoffs from Netflix, and then just sign off on a screenplay and accept the title of executive producer. I can't see it. I can't see it. You know, I do agree with you that Elizabeth Warren will not be the senator for that long. I don't think she has any interest in the U.S. Senate. It's just she likes the limelight, but she doesn't like the actual sitting through the committee works. This has got to be hell on earth. This would be hell for anybody to have to sit through these hours of Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler. But I think it's, especially if you've got an inflated ego like she does, it's even more difficult. Thanks for the call, Rich. Rick, you're next with Rick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rick.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I wanted to talk with you about something that I read originally in Breitbart with Joel Pollack, And he said, hey, all this talk about Trump investigating the Bidens, you know, where did he possibly get that idea? And sure enough, Paula comes up with a New York Times article 3 days before Trump's phone call.
Right.
That New York Times article laid it out chapter and verse.
Well, you know, even before that, Rick, how about the story in Politico by the guy Ken Vogel, who went to work for the New York Times, talking about how Ukraine had tried to, the previous administration in Ukraine had tried to interfere to help Hillary Clinton. And then Vogel, he was hired then by the New York Times, and he was working on a story about how this guy, Chia Morella, the so-called whistleblower, when he was in the White House, he was the one who was in charge of setting up the meeting between the Justice Department and various other elements of the Obama administration and some Ukrainians to discuss what they were going to do about the Hunter Biden and his unsavory connections to Burisma, you know. And the New York Times killed the story. They spiked it. Vogel asked for a comment from the State Department, an official comment on the record. He had the logs showing that Sia Morella, the whistleblower, so-called, had hosted this meeting as a staffer at the White House to discuss what they were going to do. And then the New York Times refused to run the story. All the news that fits to print, unless it hurts Uncle Joe Biden, in which case we spike it. All right. 844-500-4242. Do you or a loved one have trouble hearing over the telephone? Or do you need to turn the TV volume up so loud that others complain? Or do you find it hard to follow conversations at the dinner table, in a restaurant, or on your dismally rated live television program like Don Lemon, or at a campaign rally like Kamala Harris before she dropped out? Anyway, I'm just joking about that, but the reality is hearing problems can be embarrassing. That's why Hearing Help Express takes away the anguish and embarrassment of hearing loss. Better Hearing has never been so convenient and affordable with simple-to-use, hard-to-see, and easy-to-afford hearing aids and professional care delivered right to your own home. And the best part? Hearing Help Express cuts out the middleman, saving you over 50% and an inconvenient trip to an audiologist's office. Right now, Hearing Help Express is offering a free, no-obligation hearing loss information kit that includes a hearing assessment with special offers and discounts. I love their information kit and have taken the assessment myself. It's fast and easy and informative. Call Hearing Help Express today at 800-353-5200. Call 800-353-5200. That's 800-353-5200. Use promo code Howie. 800-353-5200. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zucco from Hanson, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of The Howie Carr Show. We're joined now, as we are every week, this time on Thursday afternoons in the first hour, by Kevin Frisbee, the financial wizard of The Howie Carr Show, to fill us in on the events of the week. Kevin, I guess coronavirus is still dominating the financial news, isn't it?
Yeah, boy, there's a lot going on this week, Howie, and next week coming up. So the coronavirus is going to affect the markets. You know, today it passed what the SARS virus had done back in 2003. And I was being an investment guy, I was doing some research on that. What did it mean in 2003? Because you can't remember that far back. It actually affected negatively the U.S. GDP by 0.5% back in 2003. So the fact that they don't have that completely under control right now tells me that with the GDP number that come out this morning at 2.1%, on a decline, take another 0.5 point at least off of that in the near future. And it probably, at least in the short term, is going to affect negatively stock prices. But today, You look at the market this afternoon jumped because there's an article I read on Drudge just about an hour ago looking like the impeachment could be done as soon as this weekend. So the market have positively reacted to that today.
Yeah, and you know, I keep remembering what you said last week, that sometimes the big money people are just looking for an excuse to take some money off the table to cash in some profits. And I just, every time I think about the coronavirus, I mean, I wonder, are these people really concerned that there's going to be some kind of, flu epidemic of 1919 or the Black Death? Or are they just looking for an excuse to pocket a few profits about the run-up of over the last few months, the run-up, right?
You're right. And here's what's been going on. I've seen a lot of retail investors, a lot of clients pull money from the sidelines cash because the market's been good. And, you know, when that starts to happen, that puts a red flag up in my mind thinking, wait a minute, if the retail guys come to the table, I know the big guys are starting to pull back, just like what happened started last week. And, again, that coronavirus is not going to be a pandemic, probably not, but it's a good excuse for the big guys to start pulling some money off. But what happens is, the problem is, it hurts the retail guy, the retail investor, the mom and pop. What they're putting money in late to the game, and they potentially could get hurt if they're not careful.
Right. It's like Joe Kennedy, the patriarch of the Klan, used to say in about 1929. He said, when the shoeshine boy in the cabbie started giving me stock tips, I knew it was time to get very liquid. I think that's good advice to follow even today. Kevin, so what have you got to offer my listeners today in terms of financial advice?
Yeah, today I got something new, Howie. It's a book called How to Retire Worry-Free. There's a 36-page, tons of information, making sure you don't run out of money, strategies to do that, making sure you get your Social Security choices right, how much you need to have saved, carrying debt into retirement, all kinds of things. So people, no obligation, they can call us up. We'll get that to them by either email, or we can send that in the mail. 800-989-9100.
Give us that number again, Kevin.
It's 800-989-9100.
Okay. So, and what's the address, the email address?
Email, they can find us at frisbeebenefits.com. Frisbee spelled with an IE, benefits with an S. And the other thing I'll mention, Howie, particularly with the market being volatile again, is we do that portfolio X-ray that we talk about every week. And again, people, if they want to call us up, we talk to somebody on the team at Frisbee and Associates, we can actually do that analysis and make sure they don't have too much risk. Even if they're coming to the game late, putting money in the market, let's make sure you don't have too much risk and not have a big hit if we do have that pullback from the coronavirus or anything else.
Yeah, that's good advice. And the good news this week on the other side of the coronavirus is USMCA. I mean, that's going to be good news for everybody, isn't it?
Yeah, that's another benefit to what Trump's doing, yes.
Give us the number one more time, the toll-free number.
1-800-989-9100.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show podcast is brought to you in part by the Dirty Rats podcast. Everyone is raving about Dirty Rats. Available wherever you get your podcasts, as well as on DirtyRatsPodcast.com. Binge Dirty Rats today.